Okay, let's try one more time, a little bit more over here on the other stuff. One more point on the drushes. Oh, actually, two more. So let's take the case. Yesterday we did whether the schach is included in the pasuk. I don't think we recorded any of that, but basically the question was whether, since it's a new halachic chefza, a new halachic structure completely, does it therefore have to have every halachic element enumerated in the riboy? Well, can you say that by reference to the general concept of schach, you already include the basic idea of schach, and then the halacha only has to modify it and turn it into the halachic structure? Okay, a bit of a esoteric kind of a question. But now let's take one more. Let's take the last two. So one was that the halacha l'moshe Sinai is adding, or the halacha l'moshe Sinai is detracting, right? In other words, everybody agrees that from the ribuyim you're going to learn out three walls, right? You get three walls from the ribuyim. And why is that? That's because yesh aim limisoris, right? So you need one legufe. You have yesh aim limisoris, and then what?
One.
By the way, everybody else has been learning that the schach is included in the mashmos of the legufe. That's the way we've been going all along. Because if you sort of like try to, you know, take what the Gemara basically seems to be holding before its manipulations of these smaller points, right? Basically, the original approach assumed that the schach is included. So that does seem to be the general, normal way of looking at it.
What does that mean? The people that learn it, that learn...
But anyway, so now the Gemara says another possibility, that really everybody agrees yesh aim l'masaris. So when you count out, you're going to get three walls. And now the halacha l'moshe Sinai, now it's a question, and we all know, that's what the Rishonim say, there's a Masorah, that there's a halacha l'moshe Sinai of Tefach. But the question is, what is the halacha l'moshe Sinai? Is it Lehosif or Legroa? Okay. All right, so what do you say on this question? Any intuition on this question? Any gut feeling on this question? To step down from intuition.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to know?
So how do you get intuition? How do you gain some intuition? You get familiarity with the topic. So let's think about Halacha l'moshe Sinai. If I would tell you, think about Halacha l'moshe Sinai, which pattern, is it like a pattern that you think that it would fit into, that would make more sense?
Well,
let's go through Halacha l'moshe Sinai that we know of. Yeah.
Well, it seems as though at least...
So I think if you look at all the other halachot l'moshe Sinai, I mean, you know, the basic list that just comes to mind is you have two. It seems like you have two kinds. Okay, you have one kind that is filling in or modifying something that exists already. Right. For instance, Torah says, "Don't eat chazer." What is the Shir Achila? It says don't eat, so it has to mean something, but it doesn't say how much is eating. So Halacha l'moshe Sinai is Shir. Tazi Kezayas is that definition of Achila. Okay. Or the Torah has an idea of Rishus for Shabbos, there's an idea of a Mechitza for... how do you make a Mechitza? So we say parts move al omed is halacha l'moshe Sinai, omed move al parts, you know, lavud is halacha l'moshe Sinai. It's sort of filling in the details of things that we know exist already from halacha. We know there are walls to make. We know there's an idea of a mechitza, but what are the exact parameters of constructing a mechitza? Or dofer nakuma. We know that the walls have to reach the schach. But it's a din in explaining, you know what, this also fulfills the requirements of a wall. Even though it's turning at the top, it's considered like a bent wall. So it's modifying and referring to things that existed from before. Or you have another type of halacha Moshe Sinai that is its own mitzvah completely. There's one that's coming up. But the other one you have is like Nisach HaMayim, is a halacha Moshe Sinai. It's a totally different mitzvah. It's completely brand new. The entire entity of mitzvah is new. Okay? Okay. So, given that, what would you say if I would tell you that there's a halacha Moshe Sinai about mechitza that we have in Sukkah? Would it be Legroa or Lehosef? What? So in other words, it's now you can say there's halacha Moshe Sinai, and Rashi says this is part of the halacha Moshe Sinai of mechitza. So there's halacha Moshe Sinai. Either it's telling you, hey, the four walls that the Torah said, or whatever, the three walls that the Torah mentioned, here's the rule on how you build that third one. It's only a tefach. That's one way. That's legroa. Or Lehosef is telling you, the Torah only told you about three walls, but I'm adding a fourth wall. That's Lehosef. Which one sounds more halacha l'moshe Sinai-ish? It was legroa sounds like the normal pattern. It's a detail, a modification, an explanation of something we have. Right? So that's the plain shot. That is legroa. Because legroa means it's telling you the Torah says there are three walls in Sukkah. But the Halacha Moshe Sinai, just like the Torah tells you, Achila is Asar, and Halacha Moshe Sinai tells you how, in what way, when, by doing what, Kazayas, in the Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras, that's all Halacha Moshe Sinai. So too, the Torah tells you you need four walls, but it's telling you, look, the four walls can be accomplished in this special way. Or three walls can be accomplished, Shtayim Kilchasam Vishlish Sefilu Tevach. So it's a clarification of the mitzvah of the thing that we already have. Yeah. So, but Mosef doesn't sound like a modification because it's not a modification. You have to remember what is it's the halacha l'moshe Sinai of mechitza. That's what it would seem. I mean, Rashi says because the Gemara says shiur chatzitza and mechitza are halacha l'moshe Sinai. Chatzitza also is telling you how to go to the mikveh. When are you considered in the mikveh? When are you considered not in the mikveh? How much separation between you and the mikveh is allowable to say that you're still in the mikveh? If you're in a bubble, you're not going to be in the mikveh. Right? If your body is painted, if you're in a wetsuit, are you considered to be tovel in the mikveh? So that's a question of the process. I'm not saying that it's impossible to have another kind of halacha Moshe Sinai. I'm not saying it's impossible to have another kind, but I'm just saying the plain pattern that you would think of is the first one, is legroa. Because it's telling you, so what's it telling you? It's telling you, here's the structure of Sukkah. Let's just put it into conceptual terms now. Here's the structure. The Torah is building the components of Sukkah through the Pesukim. And it's creating a structure of Sukkah. And now it's telling you the structure of Sukkah through Mechitzos is accomplished with two Mechitzos that function one way and the third one that functions in terms of completing the structure in a different way. Okay, but it's explaining how the thing that the Torah gave you works. Torah gave you three walls of Sukkah. That would seem to be the structure of the Heftzah of Sukkah. And now the Halacha Moshe Sinai is telling you for that structure to be complete, it really doesn't need the third wall to be full. Because the third wall, whatever you want to say, it's mashlim the structure, it's only helping, whatever it is. Okay? Yeah. But that would seem to be the concept of Legro. So what's the concept of Lahosif? What would be Lahosif? What would the Lacha Moshe Sinai be Lahosif? It would be a unique one. It would be unique. It's not another mitzvah, and it's not really a modification of how to implement what we spoke about. Right? Because you only spoke about three walls. It's not telling you literally how to make those three walls. Adding a fourth tefach is not how to make a three walls. I mean, it would seem. You might want to argue that, but that's what it would seem. Yeah. So it would seem it's telling you that there's something more than structure that's necessary in Sukkah. Now that's the conceptually I want to try to make that point. That if you're going to learn, it's a question of what is that third tefach doing? Is the third tefach, how do you view the entity now of the two and the tefach, or the three and the tefach? How do you view that entity? It seems that if you hold Lehosif or Legroa, conceptually it has a different identity. If you're saying it's Legroa, so then you're saying that itself is the structure of Sukkah. Okay? Sukkah can be defined purely by its walls. And it's a three-walled entity. But if you're going to say Lehosif, it would seem that you're learning a little differently. You're saying the psukim are telling you one component. There is a component of mechitzos by sukkah, but the halacha lemosh misinei is adding a different element that didn't exist in the psukim. It's not a modification of the cheftza. It's like Sammy is saying, there's another element that's missing, that's not being supplied by those three walls. And that other element is added by the Lacha Moshe Misinai. Yeah. So for instance, you could say like this, that the sukkah is... What makes the sukkah? It's a structure of three walls. That's the psukim. But the Lacha Moshe Misinai is telling you that you need a fourth tefach, not because the structure is deficient, as a structure of bias, it's not deficient, but let's say in terms of dira, without a fourth tefach, it's going to be lacking in the function of keva or something like that, right? Now, it's another element. It's like a qualification of the thing. But it's not part of the ikkar of the structure. Alright, let's go on to the next topic, okay? Yeah. Just factually, let's put it this way. It was according to the, if you're gonna say Ligroas, then you're telling me that the Torah says you need three walls. But that third wall is satisfied with one tefach. But what is the third wall? What is the tefach doing? It's able to function as the third wall mentioned in the Torah.
Yeah.
Right. But if you can say Lehosif, so the Torah never said four walls. So the only thing that's really, so the tefach is its own entity. It's not in place of a fourth wall. It has its own separate din. That in order for the three walls to function, there has to be something that's so same, something that seals them off, something that. In order for those three walls to function, you need a tefach to act as a like a sealer. But it's not a din of the structure of the third wall, of a fourth wall. It's its own thing. Yeah. Okay, let's go on. Next. Omar Rav. Ready? Va'oso tefach heichan ma'amido. Got it? Okay, Omar Rav ma'amido keneged hayotze. Alright, this is a very difficult line to interpret. What does it mean, keneged hayotze? So by the way, first of all, let's just get clear one thing. The Gemara just holds two walls and the tefach. Well, no one's learning three walls and a tefach. Okay, so all the discussions are assuming it's two walls that are keel chasanim. So now the Gemara says, okay, fine, but where do you put that tefach? Okay, so Rashi says kineged hayotze. What does that mean? Makom shehamachitza kola. The place where the wall ends, right? Be'eze sheyirtze, wherever, whichever one you want. Im hashdayim mizrachis tzafonis. If the walls are east and north, yase tefach b'sof hatzafonis. Put the tefach on the northern end, b'miktzoa, on the corner, litzad marav, to the west. Oh, b'mizrachis litzad darom. Okay, so aside from being, if you're directionally challenged, right, you need a diagram for this. So aside from the difficulty just intrinsic in this type of a description, the picture that's provided does not seem to match the description that's going on. So it's just like a cruel kind of a thing over here, right? Okay, but the answer is like this. The picture is perfect. You just have to have one assumption, which is that the top of the page is facing east. Okay? Because Jews face east.
Yeah.
Okay?
Not north.
Not north. What's in the north? East. That's what we're concerned about. Okay? Rashi was facing east. Okay, ready? So now one second. If the top of the page is facing east, which is the left side of the page?
Never
south.
North.
North.
North. Okay, so in other words, the top is east, the bottom is west, the left is north, and the right is south. N-E-S-W. Got it? Now we can look at the picture and read the Rashi. Kigon. She'im ha-shitayim mizrachas tzafonis. That's the top picture. Right? You have two walls, one on the east side and one on the north side. Right? That's our first picture in Rashi. So then, yaseh tefach b'sof ha-tzafonis. That's the left wall. Where? B'miktsoa, on the corner, Litzad Ma'arav, on the corner by the west, which is the bottom of the page. Right? Supposedly, that's the first diagram. Right?
Yep.
And, but if you're, or you could put it, if you wish, B'mizrachis, on the eastern side, which is the top of the page. Litzad Darom, towards the south, which is on the right side of the page. Right? Gil, are you with me, honestly? Okay, good. Okay. Got it? We could use starboard and aft, but that would be... Right. So anyway, you got it? So that would seem like what Rashi is saying. I mean, especially if you believe that picture. So what is Rav saying then? He's saying basically put your tefach like as the beginning of a third wall.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter which side you want to start your third wall on. Okay? So what's Rav's svar over here? That it should be completing the structure of a third wall. Right, and the Lacha Moshe Mishinai is that a sukkah really needs three walls for its structure. That's the structure of sukkah. But the Lacha Moshe Mishinai says that third wall can function even as a tefach. You don't need a complete third wall to have the shame of three mechitzos, as long as the first two walls create the break it off from the flow of traffic, like we were saying the other day, right? That really creates a qualitative change in terms of the use of the area. Now you just need the tefach to complete the structure, to be able to say, I have a three-walled entity that's breaking away from the flow of traffic. So the two walls have to be kilchason, because that really functions. The tefach is just so I can have a shame of a three-walled chefza. Understand? So what's the best way to do that? So Rav says, put it b'makom where a third wall would be. Like a third wall would be. Straight out like a tefach. Okay, that's his argument. Now, Omri Lei, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, Rav, V'yami Dena Keneged Rosh Tor, V'shosik Rav. So what did they say to him? And who were they? Okay, we'll get to that later. So what did they say to him? So they're updated pictures. The updated Gemaras have different pictures than the old Gemaras. Right? Oh. So he's like this. B'miktsoa. You got it now? B'miktsoa. Safonis ma'arovis. B'alachson. Are we going to assume we're still dealing with the walls that are east and north, right?
Well, the old Gemaras...
The old Gemaras have two pictures. It makes it look like a ram or something, right?
Yeah.
Like a T.
I don't know. Says,
what do you got? You got the old picture? You got the old picture?
I have the
it's Gemara has
a
really
like a new laser printer tomorrow, but it's the same thing.
Same old picture?
Well, yeah, that little
same old. What is this like T like?
Well,
it's
what does yours have?
Yeah, I got
yours is also
old.
Yeah.
I thought I saw the newest one.
Yeah, he's got the other one.
In other words, just like the Rashi we did before, the two walls that are Hilchason don't change from picture to picture, just where the Shmitzik is changes. So how come they do a mirror image on these two walls? Why do they have to, right?
Meaning like you could just imply, you could put one picture and imply the other
one. Okay, well, we'll see. Because Rashi himself seems to do something strange like that. Let's continue. V'yamidenu keneged rosh tor. Let's do that way. Ready? B'miktsoa sifonis ma'aravis ba'alachson. So what would that be? Let's go back to our original picture. So these walls are... north is to the left and east is to the top, right? And now we're putting it where? B'miktsoa on the corner. Which corner? Siphonis ma'aravis. That's the bottom left, right?
No, bottom right. Ma'aravis. Oh, no.
But ma'aravis is the bottom.
Yeah.
No, and Siphon is the west, is the left. Right? So in other words, just take that first picture of Rashi, that's where the tefach is going, but now it's going ba'alachson, that means on a diagonal.
Yeah, not a 90 degree angle.
Not a 90 degree angle, more like a 45 degree angle. Oh, or what? Mizrachis Jeromis on the east side, that's the top, and Jeromis is to the right. Kishe HaMachitzos Ma'aravis Siphonis. Why does he do that? And if your walls are Ma'aravis Siphonis, see, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do a mirror image, right? They're doing they're doing two, because Rashi for some reason is giving you two choices of where your walls are in this case. The first one, the walls are where? North, east and north. East and north. Right? Or he says if your walls are west and north.
That's not the other one. That's not this one.
That's not that one either.
Yeah.
West and north, then where would you put your alachson?
Isn't that the exact same as this one, except for the other, except for on that alachson? West and north. Oh, no, sorry. West and
west
north,
north
would
be the
and
bottom and, yeah. And the left. Then you would put it where? Then you'd put it on the on the east and south. I have no idea why Rashi has to give you these choices. Why? I don't know.
So the building for dummies.
Kisha machitzos maravis tsefonis. But anyway, what's the point? Vinira nota lebeis machitzos. This is the strange Rashi. It looks like it's tilting towards... what? Towards two machitzos. What is he talking about? Umichzi ke'arba machitzos. What is Rashi talking about? You went to school, right? How many sides are in a triangle?
Three.
Does this look like the beginning of a triangle?
Yes.
So why does Rashi say it looks like it has four walls? I don't understand what he's talking about. Does anybody understand this at all?
I thought so.
Explain.
Because it encloses and...
Okay, you can say it encloses. Nice.
No, but like, so it covers all the angles. I mean, like, it covers
right. I think he's talking
all
about
the angles.
You, not only do you do one tefach on one side, there's another tefach.
No. You don't do any other more tefach.
Just one. Are you saying that it functions like a three and a tefach sukkah? Are you saying that?
Better? He's saying it's like enclosed, which a four-walled structure is. He's right. Saying it's four. Yeah. It's enclosed like a four-walled structure would be.
Okay.
Not that it looks like a four-walled structure.
You see
what? That's Ben's apologetic interpretation of Rashi.
No, wait, here. With Chaim's, it's kind of like, I'll use a pointer. Like, you see how, like, this, if you...
Look, you gotta defend Rashi. But, I think there's a better way. That's the only problem here. Let's see. Anyway, what's Rosh Tor? Hu telem ma'ane shel sof sodeh. So it's the turn of the, it's the furrow, right? It's the turn of the furrow at the end of the field. Shatlomim kolim v'holchim ba'alachzon. Ze orech mizeh ma'at. He's saying as they plow, the rows get shorter. Because they go to the end of the first row, they cut back a little, and then go, they cut back on a diagonal and go down. Right?
What does that have to do with four?
Nothing. Just the example of what Rosh Tor means. Rosh Tor is like a diagonal. Something that's on a diagonal. That's all he's trying to say. Okay. So what is their argument? Their argument is it should seem like. How would you put their argument? What are they gaining? What do they think they're gaining?
Enclosure,
right? They're saying, look, you're saying that the third wall is the beginning of the completion of the structure, but this is better because it completes enclosure. All right, it's difficult. And what is the number one question that bothers anyone about this case? Well, I mean, just exaggerating. What bothers you about this case, factually speaking?
It's not four walls.
But what bothers you also? Yeah, the good question, Balabatish question. What's the question? How big is this sukkah? No. How big is this sukkah? How big are those two walls?
I'm saying because that tefach looks pretty big.
How big are those two walls? That's what I want to know.
Four amos.
No, that has to be at least bigger than 14 amos, right?
No.
14 tefach.
It's seven.
Are those
seven
walls?
Each.
Are they each seven tefachim?
No, can't be.
Can't be. Then you're gonna get half the size of a kosher sukkah, because you can't sit outside that wall.
Right. You're saying that.
In the Alachson, okay, if you're going to learn like these guys, like Ravasi, isn't it funny? Ravasi and Rav Kahana, you're going to have to double the size of the area. Right, so it would be 10 by 10. Gives you 100 squares, and then you have the Alachson cuts it in half. So you'd have to learn, according to them, Shtayim kil choson v'achas afilu tefach is funny. It's going to turn out that you can't really use the minimal shear In those two walls. It is interesting.
Why was Rav quiet?
It'll make the whole entire circuit then, for sure.
It'll just be you can't physically.
Yeah, I mean, if you had two walls that were only seven tefachim, and then you cut a diagonal across it, you won't have a kosher sukkah. Because you don't have a living space of 7x7.
Yeah.
All right, it's just a little bit of an interesting problem. But let's take a look. Yeah.
So
why was Rav quiet? So that's we'll get to it later. I mean, the most is a question. When someone is quiet, it either means one of two things. You guys are being quiet, but it either means you're Moda, or it means... No.
It's a brain answer?
I'm ignoring it. It either means... Right. It either means it was a great question and I have no answer, or it was a bad question and it doesn't deserve an answer.
Well, I can tell you that Art Scroll was learning the Bava Basra Gemara was that he was being Moda.
But in Bava Basra.
Yeah.
Here, most of the Rishonim learned he just negated them.
Really?
Yeah.
He's just like, that's a stupid question. Let's move on.
He didn't, yeah, it wasn't worth his time to answer them. So, anyhow. But let's take a look at the Ritva, because the Ritva learns differently, it seems, right? Go ahead, let's hear how the Ritva interprets the case. Who wants to read? I don't have one. I'll listen to
one.
No, I'm good. Go ahead, you want to read the Rabbi?
Yeah, I don't know Okay.
Go ahead. Okay, so he says, Pirshubo, the Ritva says, Shema'amido, you stand it up, okay, Kineged, Sof Echad Min HaDifanos. What does that mean? Kineged, what's Kineged mean?
Corresponding.
Across from, corresponding to, Sof Echad Min HaDifanos. What does that mean?
The end
of one of the Difanos.
Bekeren
haruach haparatz. Bekeren haruach haparatz. Just trust yourself in interpreting in reading those words.
Yeah.
Does he mean like juxtaposed? Like no.
Yeah.
He means like this.
Wait.
You got a little
slow to keep up. Not like this one.
No. He says like this. The also tell here, Shemamido kineged sof echad min defanos. It should be in line with the end of one of the defanos. Okay, bekeran aruach haparatz in the open corner.
So it's a backwards hay.
It's a backwards hay. You can make it an upright hay. But yeah, backwards hay. Right. If you held it like this.
Yeah. That's what he is.
Okay, you got it? Elio? Kigon ze Yotze Tefach. This picture's a little bit just cut off a little, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Kigon ze Yotze Tefach. One Tefach goes out. Now here's the shocker. V'chei nira mipirush Rashi. He says it appears that way from Rashi. Shekosav hayotze mokom shamachitza kola lechol ruach sheyirtze afal pisha lishono sosum baza. Even though his language is a little bit closed up, but we say kineged hayotze mokom. We have no idea who made those pictures. Mokom shehamachitza kola. That's what he wants to say means. Same thing like he's saying. It's kineged ayotze. You put this tefach kineged ayotze. Against the yotze. What's the yotze? The yotze is the place where the wall ends. So you put your tefach corresponding with where the wall ends.
See, the walls end? Like if you were to extend the walls to a certain point, where would they end?
No. In other words, here is the yotze. This is called the yotze. This part is called the yotze.
Yeah.
You put your tefach kineged hayotze, across from the yotze.
Rebbe, where is he getting that from, Rashi?
He's trying. Kigon kineged hayotze, makom shamachitza kola. Put it kineged the yotze. What is the yotze? The yotze is the makom shamachitza kola. Kineged doesn't mean attached to. It means across from.
Yeah.
Okay. But what about the rest of the description in Rashi? If the two walls are north, are east and north, yase hatefach besof hatzafonis, so it means it should be kineged the end of the northern one. Bimiktsoa on the corner to the east, to the west. So for instance, ready for this, Elio? Let's say we're going to do our north, east, south, west. We'll do it like Americans. Okay? So here, ready? I'm going to read you the Rashi. Im ashtayim mizrachis tzafonis. So if I have an east and a northern wall, right? Yase hatefach bisof hatzafonis. Make it at the end of the northern wall. Bimiktsoa letzad ma'arav, in this corner, in this western corner. Right? Did I skip something? Right. Bimiktsoa letzad ma'arav. That's how he's reading Rashi. Right? Make the tefach bisof hatzafonis, meaning kneged the sof hatzafonis. Use this one as your yotze. And where do you put it? You put it in the west, in the western corner.
How do you go to the next piece then?
Or bimizrachis. That would be like this.
Isn't that marav?
Litzad dorom.
Meaning
each negative. Oh, or on the...
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Or bimizrachis. Well, actually, it would actually work out not bad.
Well, you take the east wall.
Hold on. Mizrachis, right, that would be a problem.
Unless you're learning that the other, he's saying that the Mizrach...
Unless he's talking about if the walls were switched like he has in this Rashi, he's got two sets of walls.
Right, like the east wall is really the west wall in that case, and then...
That's
whatever it is, whatever it is. Listen. There's always two things in learning over here. I mean, one is factually speaking, is that really what Rashi's saying? We're not totally convinced at this point. But regardless, what the Ritva is presenting is certainly his shita. Okay, so whether we say it's Rashi's shita or not, it certainly is the shita of the Ritva, and he defends it and he explains it. So, for our purposes, we're better off sticking with the Ritva, because he's really going to try to walk us through the whole thing according to the way he's looking at it, and not worry right now about is that Rashi or is that not Rashi. Okay? So let's try to understand the whole argument. Ready? Go ahead.
Okay.
So that was Rav. Now what did Rav Kahana and Rav Asi do? It's unbelievable.
Okay, so for Rav Kahana and Rav Asi... Yeah,
so what did they say? So where? Where and how do you draw the wall? That tefach?
Diagram number 3 on the bottom of the Ritva.
Thank you. So, you put it like this. Don't do it like you're doing it. Straight, kineged hayotze. No. Do it like this on the open corner, a diagonal on the open corner. Now, what do you accomplish? Go ahead.
So, haynu. Oh, sorry. Notel shneim kidei sheyischaver the whole echad man. The yira keilu sosem hakol ad sof shtei hadfanos.
Continue.
Ad sof shtei hadfanos. Who kedal defanos kigon zeh?
Ah, he says, now that I have this cornered piece angled, it's almost, if you think about it, it's almost like it's closing off these two walls and making a four-walled sukkah.
Wait, that's four-walled?
It's like it.
In terms of
five.
Okay, okay.
See the benefits of the Ritva?
Yeah. So is, like, saying whoever made these diagrams is wrong?
Oh, he definitely didn't have this picture in his Rashi.
But that makes sense.
Right?
You have to. It makes a lot of sense. You have to put it so it was like in line with the.
That's right. And look, his argument is, their argument. We'll have to think about it. But their argument is saying, if you tilt it, you have a benefit.
Yeah.
Why? Because when it's up, when it's vertical, when it's straight. All you can say about this wall is it's connecting somewhat to this wall, right? And you're forced to have a three-walled open structure. But if you really want to say that there's halacha Moshe Mishinai, that the tefach can complete the sukkah, this is a greater completion.
Right.
Because now you sort of take an angle to each corner, and you'll be so same all into like a four-sided structure. And to which Rava responded, nothing. Okay? Yeah. That's his pshat. That's really the Ritva's own... That's the Ritva's pshat. Now, he goes through a whole very interesting discussion of other pshatim. Okay? And basically, the Acherim Pirshu is the way we took Rashi. Correct?
Right.
So there certainly are two interpretations of this Gemara. It's just a question of who we're going to put Rashi into. But there are two interpretations of this Gemara. And then there's a third interpretation.
Is that Rav Kahana or Rashi?
In Rashi's way?
Yeah, the third interpretation.
Oh, the third, yeah. The third interpretation, he says, is a combination of the two, of the first two. It's a combination of the first two. How's it go? They say that what?
Where's this from?
I don't know. I'm not sure which sheet it is. But he says what messes them up is that the Gemara and Bava Basra messes them up. Because the Gemara in Bava Basra, strangely enough, has almost word for word the same conversation between Rav and Ravasi Rav Kahana. Right?
It does.
It does, right? And some people thought that meant that they're arguing about the same issue. And since the pshat over there is clear, the structure over there is clear, it's definitely like this little Rashi picture. There's no other way to learn that Gemara. They thought that... they thought that, therefore, that's Rav's way of looking at the picture. Right?
Why does it have to be the same?
So he says they have nothing to do with each other. That's his way of looking at things.
Debunk.
Yeah. But for our purposes, what I'd like to do is like this. Let's really just concentrate on his shita. So take a look over here, where he finishes explaining it. Oh, by the way, just in case you think he's off on his own over here, take a look. At the Rashi v'Amidenu Keneged Rosh Tor. Okay? So it says, B'miktsoa Tzifonis Ma'aravis. So that is the northwest. Northwest, right? B'alachson. So if we were going with our old picture, it would be like this, right? But take a look at the guy on the side. V'yesh Garson Jeromis Ma'aravis. That would be here. See? This is the southwest corner. This is the northwest corner. So our Rashi says the northwest corner, but it's the Maharam. If you look in the back, under the Marsha, the Maharam wants to say Rashi's really learning just like this Ritva, and he has to change that thing to a Dromus Maharamus. Okay, because of the four walls. That's what compels him to say that. That lashon that Rashi has, that it's like now a four-walled sukkah. It's very hard to say that that just the picture we have turns that into a four-wall-like structure. Okay? All right, so I'll read it to you, and we'll think about it a little bit. So he says like this. Tries to explain. Now, the Ritva goes in the next daf onto the question of whether... Oh, it's on the Kufchav Gimel side. On the question of whether Rav was accepting Rav Asi and Rav Kana or rejecting them. So he says, Mashma de Rav lo shosik. There are big problems in the girsa. Just the words are messed up.
Girsas over here.
Yeah, the words are messed up. And if you look in the Moseder Rav Kook, which is supposed to be more authoritative, he does a much inferior job than this one that you have over there. You just can't read it. This guy, whoever this guy is, what is this? This is the Or HaChachma. He really cleaned it up. Really cleaned it up. Yes. So he's like this. Mashra de Rav lo shosik le Rav Kahana of Rav Asi mishum de Odi. He wasn't quiet because he agreed with them. Ela mishum de lo chosh le Devarim. He wasn't concerned with their words at all. Kedivrei HaRav Balamor. That's the way the Balamor learns. Disvirelei, ready? Dekevan derachmono ukimto atefach. Since the Torah says Halacha Moshe Sinai, the third wall only has to be a tefach. Harei hi kedofen gemura. So that's the Halacha Moshe Sinai. That one tefach is like a dofen gemura. Velo bo'inon rosh tor. That's exactly his argument. He says, look, the Halacha Moshe Sinai says, as long as you've got two good ones, one extra tefach is like a whole wall. So what do you need to turn it for?
You only need one more wall.
You only need one more wall. You don't need Rosh Tor. The cave on the cane, but here he has a little more of a...
The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call...
But he has one more subtlety. Ready? He says, "V'kevan dekein tefei chazi lemismechei leechad min akoslim velo shetiya rechoka v'yechides bifnei atzma." He says, and furthermore, Rav didn't like that idea. Why? He says, this is what's hard to understand. You got to interpret this a little bit. He says, it's best, since the Torah says the tefach is like a dofen gemura, v'kevan dechein, he says it's more fitting lemismechei, to put it close, le'echad min hakisalim, to put it close to one of the walls, v'lo shetiya rechoka v'yechides bifnei atzma, not that it should be off on its own, by itself. Meaning to say like this, that he's saying, and that's right, it needs to be attached. In other words, but not physically attached. That's what's tricky. Not even love it. Just with the Halacha Moshe Sinai itself. It was Rav is saying, my way is better. Because Halacha Moshe Sinai says one tefach is like a wall. So my way is good, because now this tefach is in line with the rest of the structure. As a wall, it's in line with the rest of the structure. Your way as a wall is pointing off into nowhere.
Right. So,
you understand?
Yeah. I got it.
I have to think about it. But
their
argument was what? Their argument was, we'll make a stima better. We'll have a better stima by putting it on an angle. That way we can achieve like a complete stima, all four sides.
Yeah.
Whereas Rav says...
No.
No, intersecting lines is better.
Intersecting lines is better.
Perpendicular lines.
All right, let's think if we can get a little bit of a better definition on that machlokas. But Rav Asi and Rav Kahana, he holds that Rav just thought it was silly what they were saying. Didn't even bother talking back. Didn't even bother explaining to them.
Interesting.
Because this is Halacha Moshe Sinai. What are you trying to make it better? What are you doing?
So like,